This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah. Class, we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from Missouri. For now. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, I mentioned on Friday that, and I don't want the class to know if it was you or not at this point, but I mentioned that one of us was kicked out of Walmart, never to return again, by management. And so, class, if you happen to call today, I'd like to ask you this question. The question is, which one of your instructors, now, we're all adults, so, you know, we weren't acting childish. Okay? You see the people with green hair, blue hair, pink hair. You see them with their underwear hanging out. You see them bending over and you see all kinds of weirdness at Walmart. Well, I can assure you that that was not the case. Okay? But one of us was kicked out of a Walmart in the United States. And who do you think it was? So we'll take your vote. Who and what do you think that person did? Okay. And so far, there have only been three votes. We got three calls, three votes. First call was for me. It was thought that I was kicked out for carrying a sidearm or a rifle into Walmart, open carry. The second one was Joey because, well, Joey doesn't take any guff. And the third vote was for Steve Elkins. And so those were the three votes. So there's a three-way tie, but there are plenty of more votes that we'd love to hear called in. So if you'd like to, please do. And it could be your senior instructor, Dr. Norm Sheely. So it could be any one of us, and we're not going to tell you for several days. But and the other thing is, if you have, I'd love to hear, and I'm sure Dr. Sheely would also, what do you like about USA Prepares? We've been doing it, Dr. Sheely and I, for over 8 years now. So what do you like about USA Prepares? What don't you like about USA Prepares? And how can we make it better? So, you know, we like to stay on topic, but that is staying on topic. What do you like? What don't you like? How can we make it better? And who do you think got kicked out of Walmart? And I'll tell you, oh, maybe in several days, maybe next week. Okay? And so, Dr. Sheely, that's... That's where we are right now. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us, Dr. Sheely?
No, it's open sesame.
Okay. Okay. So, class, back in 1973, this is not medical, but it may impact you. Back in 1973, there was an Arab oil embargo. And they decided, Arabs decided they were going to withdraw 5% of the supply of oil to the world at a time. So the first 5% caused chaos, absolute chaos. Dr. Sheila, do you remember that 1973 and 1974 getting in line, odd and even license plates? Would, you know, you could only buy gasoline on odd and even days unless you worked for the government or you were a medical doctor. Other than that, or worked for the government.
So if you work, do you remember that? I do remember it.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. What I'm talking about crashes,
lines.
There were lines around the block, and people would get up before daybreak, line up, and wait in line to get maybe $3 worth of gasoline. There was a limit. You couldn't just fill up your tank. You couldn't show up with a trunk full of gas cans, you know, those red gas cans, and just fill them up. No, there was a limit, and you could only get it on odd or even days, depending on how your license plate ended. So if your license plate ended with a, you know, an odd number or an even number, that would determine what day you could buy gasoline. And there was all kinds of scams going on. For example, if you if you brought your car to that local tube bay, when I'm talking about repair bays, in a, you know, like a 1950s-style gas station on the corner, you could bring your car in for a tune-up, and you could say, well, listen, I'd like to have a tune-up, but just to make sure it all works great and it runs great, now would you fill up the tank? And the independent owner would fill up your tank if you bought a tune-up. So there were lots of things that were going on, but the rest of us who played by the rules, boy, it was tough. It was really tough. So you combine that, and the reason I'm saying that is, let's combine that, because right now there has been an alleged drone attack by Iran on Saudi Arabia, and it took out 5% of the world supply of oil instantly. 5% down. So are we going to have another one of those effects like the Arab oil embargo? I don't know. But let's add to that. Almost 50,000 jobs have been stopped because General Motors is now on strike. General Motors. The last thing that the United States needs is another shock to its economic system. So here are two pretty big ones. One, General Motors. Now, I would not buy a General Motors car. A new car, absolutely not. I've got an old clunker, an old truck, 2004, and I've got a couple 94 models, but trucks. But I would not buy a new General Motors anything. But some people do. So keep in mind that this may affect parts distribution. It may affect parts availability. We're talking about oil prices have shot up 10% already, instantly. And so here we go. So keep that in mind, and you may want to... Yes?
I have a recommendation. I think Trump should annihilate the bastards. I mean, this is, to me...
If they did it.
A few nuclear bombs would be just perfect.
Well, Dr. Shealy, here's the situation. We don't really... Do we really know who did it?
That's well,
you know,
the time has come a guy to in stop worrying. The time has come to stop worrying about whether maybe. These bastards have been a problem since the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
They have been a problem every year since the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned about the frivolous, careless use of fuel. I'm concerned about the careless use of natural resources. I'm concerned about... there's a video that I've assigned that I'd like our class to watch, and I'm very serious about this. It's called The Walking Dead. And there's a reason why I'd like our... It's about the zombies. Now, you can... The problem is not the zombies. The problem is, what are people going to be like when everything stops? Everything stops. The power grid stops. Fuel stops. Food production stops. You can't get can openers. The only thing that you can do is either grow your own or scavenge for what has been already produced. They're not making anything new. And all of a sudden, we're faced with going back to the Stone Age, except for what, you know, you can use. Ammunition becomes very, very scarce, because each shot means there's less ammunition. So what happens is there are these bands of gangs and groups, and you don't know who you'd like to have be part of your team and who you need to fight with, who needs to be killed. I mean, this is a real eye-opener. It's riveting. It's called The Walking Dead. And you'll see these zombies walking around, and they want to eat people. So take them out of the equation. But what you need to leave in the equation is how people behave when they're under stress, like they're hungry, they're thirsty, they don't have any new clothes, they lose their shoe, All these things happen, and it's non-stop stress, like life and death every second, losing friends, disease, injuries, no medicine. It's all there in The Walking Dead, so please watch it. And one of the things I'm thinking about is Robert in Kansas called on Friday, and he asked me not to move. He would prefer that we stay around. And I've taken that very seriously. So in the next few days, I'll let you know, class. My concern about me staying in Missouri is simply this. We don't have a lot of friends here. Okay, people don't like us. They don't like us because we're oddballs. We're different. We don't think like the GDP. We live differently. And so because they don't like us, we don't have very many friends. And I'm not concerned about having friends. My good friends don't live right here. My good friends are people like Dr. Norman Shuley and Rick Miller and Joey and Ed in Florida. And, I mean, Kyle and John Reagan. And our friends are all over, even in Australia, even in Spain, even in England, even in Guatemala. But they're not here where I live. So I was thinking there is a way that, and people want meetups. They like the idea that we could get together and face-to-face. I'm trying to figure out how we can do that because the government doesn't like us. They really give us hard times at our events. So the answer is we all live together. You interested in that? So if you're interested in all of us living together and getting an acre all together, everybody gets an acre, and they have to be just like us, and they have to be voted in, and we have some rules like no cell phones, and you have to have skills. And I'm serious. Dr. Shuley, I'm really serious about this. What are your thoughts? Do you catch my drift as what I'm saying? So we get a large tract of land, and if you want to buy an acre, great. If you want to put a shipping container on it, great. If you want to build a house on it, great. And we'll have a main building where we all get together. We teach defense. We teach gardening. We teach automotive shop. We teach every medicine, everything you can possibly think of. We teach it, and we become independent. Now, I'm not talking about like a kooky Jim Jones arrangement, but I am talking about where we live together, work together with people we like. Do you think that there's any merit to that, Dr. Shuley, for those who want to get out of Dodge and have some skills and meet our criteria?
Well, my problem is I don't like any state in the union, but yeah, at least the best tax state in the union is Missouri. We moved here because it has lower taxes than all other states.
Mm-hmm.
And that has remained for the 35 years that I've been here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to. I don't want to go to a state where they tax me more for nothing.
Correct. So there's a lot of reasons. Missouri is still the Wild West in many respects. In our particular county, we have a sheriff, but you know he's 20 miles away. So it's kind of nice that he has to drive so far because we don't need his help anyway. But if you're interested, I'm going to figure out how I can get the communication set up. Maybe I'll just set up another email account and you can send me information if you are interested. But you would have to you'd be interviewed. You would be interviewed to see if we like you. If we don't like you, you're not coming.
Well, I like the idea, but not moving out of Missouri.
No. It's not moving out of Missouri. It would be in Missouri if this happens. So this would be the way that I would stay in Missouri with our family. And we could have some of our, you know, friends who, you know, might want to have a place here. And when things get worse, they just get over here because they already have a place. That's what we're talking about. Dr. Shuley, and I'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy. .com. Dr. Shealy, we've talked about wheat and the wheat belly and how it puts weight on us and how it destroys our immune system. What about wheat from Italy? So, for example, you can buy pasta that is manufactured in Italy and shipped over here. Is that, would that be safe to eat, or is it the same as domestic poisoned toxic?
I honestly don't know. There are some statements here and there that state even Europe is contaminated, although not nearly as much. And so I don't trust any of it anywhere in the world.
Okay, so is there any wheat, if we wanted to make our own pasta? I know some of our instructors have grinding machines for grinding wheat, and they have pasta-making machines. Is there a wheat that we could buy and make our own to reduce the potential for the toxicity of wheat?
Again, I have not found one that I would trust enough to buy it, but there are gluten-free, which means totally wheat-free, flours, and you can make almost anything out of them. The one I like is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. I've tried it. You can make nice biscuits out of it, and it has no wheat whatsoever.
P-A-L-E-M-A?
P-A-M-E-L-A.
P-A-M-E-L-A. And Dr. Shealy, where do you get that?
Well, I don't get anything except off the Internet, practically.
Okay. All right.
I don't go to regular stores if I can avoid it.
Yeah, I don't like going to them either. And that's another reason why we're talking about having this little village here in Missouri that we'd like to build. Because I'm sick of the green hair, the blue hair, the pink hair, the flip-flops, just these people who are risky. I was talking to an instructor over the weekend, and this particular instructor was telling me that they have this area where they have they have a convention. They have a queer convention, a sadomasochistic convention, where people go and there are people chained up, and that is the object of everybody's desires, that thing that is chained up. And that particular person gets serviced by everybody. So there might be 200 people in line, and it's like a disease fest. It's the craziest thing. I don't want to be anywhere near people like that. What I wouldn't certainly go to one of their conventions, and I certainly wouldn't want them selling me food or touching anything that I touch. But yet, these people are coming out of the woodwork, and it's kind of like The Walking Dead. You know, that series I'm talking about. So I'm really concerned about that. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about the risky behavior of more and more people that are coming out of the woodwork? Are you seeing this?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, that's just like everything else. I've refused to allow it to bother me because I can't do anything about it. And one of the reasons that I live, you know, out on a farm and really don't go into stores in town practically ever. I mean, I order virtually everything shipped to my home. So I don't have to go in a store to get it. On the other hand, you've raised the most interesting question of all. Assuming that even if we had a community, how long do you think we could keep food on hand already stored? I mean, I know that I could live for about a year. But unless I had a garden to come back to next year, I would be hopeless. And where am I going to get the seed to come back for another garden? I mean, to grow your own seed in itself would be a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we would need specialists. And to initially get us all together and then train everyone. So there are so many things that we all need to learn how to do. And that saving seeds is one. Because it's not all that easy. So what I've done is I have not relied on electronic storage for things that I think are important. If I think it's important and I have it electronically, I will move it to paper. I will print it off, put it in binders. And we need specialists in woodworking, roofing, carpentry, gardening, preserving, canning, medicine, automotive, machining, welding, fabrication,
shooting.
Do we say shooting?
Warning, right. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The United States says it has satellite images proving that Iran was behind the weekend attacks by drones on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Here at home, higher gas prices are likely, but exactly how much higher and for how long remains to be seen, according to analyst Trilby Lundberg.
A price hike sometime very soon of anywhere between a nickel to 25 cents per gallon, depending on the duration and severity of the damage.
The United Auto Workers are striking General Motors, and production at that automaker's plants has come to a halt. Contract talks are to resume at this hour, but the automaker is expected to lose as much as $250 million a day. The strike currently only impacting GM, but could expand to include Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford. The founder of the band The Cars, Rick Ocasek, has died. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy brought up an outstanding point. So you need to have firearms training and you need to have a firearm, and it's as simple as that, class. So Beto O'Rourke is starting to gain a little bit of traction. And if he has his way, he will take, and that's his words, he will take your AR-15 and your AK-47. Now, they are perfectly legal to own in many places. But he wants mine. And if you've got one, he wants yours. And he will take it, so he says. Well, that could start an internal war within the United States. And it should. It should. So if you don't have a way of protecting yourself, rifle, pistol, shotgun, and the ammunition, way more ammunition than you think you'll ever need, you need to get it right now. Why am I saying that? Well, because Walmart has stopped selling short barreled rifle ammunition and handgun ammunition. And some reports that I've read says that Walmart is going to sell out of their guns and accessories and ammunition. And when they're done with selling protection devices like rifles, pistols, and shotguns. So if you don't have one, get one. And get the ammunition you need now. Now. Okay? Way more than you need. Because if you watch The Walking Dead, you will see that the critical thing is when people pull that handgun out and it goes click. Because they've just run out. It's pretty serious what's happening in the United States. Actually, all over the world. So if you're thinking that you would like to... If we flesh this thing out and we build this little village in Missouri and where your instructors will be teaching, and you can buy an acre in this little village that we're considering building, you're not going to be able to come here without a way of protecting yourself. We don't want you here and have you say, you know what, I ought to get a gun, you know, since I'm here. Forget it. If you don't already have it, you're not coming. If you're not prepared and you don't have skills, you're not welcome. And people like those at the meetup who voted Dr. Sheely out of the meetup, they're not welcome here. They've already told us that they cannot be trusted. And that's when times are good. It's going to be much worse when times are bad. So if we can't trust you and you can't pass the interview process, you're not welcome. Because... And Dr. Shilley, I've said this. I know this is not medical, but here's what I've said to a number of our instructors. So we've got four corners of the property, for example, that we want to protect, and we've got some visitors, and we've known them for years and years and years, and we say, okay, look, it's going to take four guys, four of you, and when I say guys, it's generic. It can be guys or gals. Okay, so here's the schedule for the first 8 hours. So you four guys, you each go out, one to the north, one to the south, one to the east, and one to the west corners. Your job is to pay attention for 8 hours and report back via radio anything that we need to know about, any movement, any potential threats to us, we need to know about it. How many people do you know that you can absolutely trust to go out and not wander off and go get lost or fall asleep? How many people? Do you know that north corner is going to be well protected, and the person on the north corner or any of the corners is going to be vigilant and do his job? Do you know that for a fact? Because if someone sneaks in, the whole village could be compromised. We can't have that. Everybody's got to be at the top of the game 100% of the time. That's what we're talking about. And no pink hair, blue hair, green hair. Because those people, well, they take risks. They're risk takers. They're careless. And if you can't trust them to behave, you know, when the times are good, how can you possibly trust them to behave when you really need them? So, you know, if you've got Facebook and you're there at the bar and you've got a big glass of something in your hand, we're not interested in that either. You've got to be real serious. So risky behavior is not acceptable. Dr. Shilley, do you think I've lost my mind, or does this seem reasonable?
No, you're very reasonable. And switching the subject slightly, if you heard the news at the top of the hour, or the half hour, whenever it was, they do have some kind of proof that Iran was the culprit. So I stick by my statement. They should be annihilated.
Yes.
I think two or three atom bombs on the center, on the Capitol might do it.
You know, and back to that series of The Walking Dead, that, you know, if you think about it, The only people that you really need to stop are the leaders, believe it or not.
Of course.
And Gerald Ford, President Gerald Ford, signed an agreement that leaders would not assassinate other leaders. Yeah, except for Gaddafi and some others that we decided to take out, right? Well, and I guess that was because he was saying, like, if you don't try to kill me, I won't try to kill you. I think that was what that was all about. It was self-preservation. Well, in The Walking Dead, all that had to happen was the leader of the attacking gang, if they just took him out, the other people that were under him, most of them were good people. There's just a few nasty people in the inner circle of the leader. Take them out. I'm talking like 10 people, and everything's good again. And I have a feeling it would be like that after the grid goes down. I really think that, you know, there'll be leaders of gangs who'll say, you know what, you've got it. We didn't need to grow a garden. We're just going to take what you grew. And that's why it gets back to learning how to shoot, how to protect, and how to conserve ammo. You know, these guys with these machine guns spraying lead, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. That's like a last resort. No, one shot, two kills is the way to go. You know, get two guys to line up their heads, one shot. You get both of them. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article. Joey sent it to me. Magnetic stimulation of the brain can help prevent age-related memory decline. Huh. That's something that you've been working on.
Well, electromagnetic, in my opinion, is better than just magnet.
Mm-hmm.
I've often felt that if we started using the gamma PIMP early in Alzheimer's, it would reverse it and stop it. The problem is the research to prove my theory would be rather extensive, elaborate, et cetera, and I'm not sure it's worth the time and energy to do it much as I would like to do it. But I know it will be safe, at least. It won't harm them. And I'm quite convinced, of course, I've been thinking about maybe contacting the Sackler family of Purdue Frederick to see if they would be interested in helping me get gamma PIMP to replace OxyContin.
Very interesting. Well, there's an article on the naturalnews.com, and this is what Joey sent me. It says, researchers from Northwestern University in Chicago conducted a pilot study that tested the effectiveness of transcranial magnetic stimulation for the prevention of age-related memory decline. The results published in an online issue of Neurology on April 17, 2019, suggested that memory can be enhanced temporarily using magnetic fields. The magnetic fields purportedly stimulate nerve cells in the brain, boosting brain activity in the hippocampal corteal network. And this part of the brain helps create, store, and retrieve memories. The device used in the study contains an electromagnetic coil. That's what you mentioned. So they say that it boosts brain activity and helps create, store, and retrieve memories. Now, I would think that would be good for everybody.
Of course.
Additionally, it says immediately after magnetic stimulation, what they really mean is electromagnetic stimulation, elder adults memorize as well as 25-year-olds. That's quite astounding. Does that jive with what you found out, Dr. Shealy, in your own studies?
Yep.
So, does that explain why when we put this coil on my mom's, over her head, around her neck, that all of a sudden, she became so much more alert. Her hearing, from which was at some level of a deficit, perked up, and she could hear across the room as if she were a child with really outstanding hearing. I mean, I saw it myself across the kitchen. In our kitchen, I would say she was 25 feet away, and she could hear me and Mrs. Fahey just talking, you know, by the kitchen sink. I was quite astounded, because before that, I would say, "Mom, Mom," and then she would look up. She was actively participating in a conversation 25 feet away, and that's with your pulsed electromagnetic device, Sapphire. PEMF device that you've talked about. Have you experienced that kind of a result as well, Dr. Shuley? Because I saw it.
I haven't done it in people with that degree of problem. I would like to. The problem is documenting. It will take the scores of psychometric tests and, you know, much time to prove one particular thing. And the article that you referred to be as a preliminary possibility, but it is a proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I find these leading edge studies quite fascinating. Now, they say that memory improvements were highly consistent for participants after receiving this magnetic or electromagnetic stimulation, and participants were able to recall memories just as well as a group of young adults whom they were compared to at the start of the study. But the gains were temporary. So after a week, the memory recall faded away. So it seems like it's a short, in this particular study, short term. Okay. Craving sugar, Dr. Shuley, there's brain news. And craving sugar, it could be caused by a lack of sleep. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. That's not surprising to me at all. Lack of sleep causes everything.
Well, according to this article, which we can talk more about, there's a growing body of evidence that sleep not only influences mood and energy level, no kidding, it also affects chemosensory function and the function responsible for a person's ability to taste and smell. And if you think about it, at the workplace, people sitting behind those keyboards and monitors, they like donuts and coffee, right? That's what they like. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, Purdue Pharma just filed for bankruptcy.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
family's worth $13 billion or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to pay at least $4.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about approaching the family and see if they'd like to help me develop a PEP for to replace narcotics.
Well, can you imagine the downside is so small with your solution compared to this chemical downside that they have? They're looking at years of protracted litigation as a result of this opioid crisis that they have been part of. Yeah.
And they've admitted it. I mean, they've actually, mm-hmm. they've even admitted guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, so you know, they're perfect like us.
Yeah, they're spending millions on legal costs as Purdue Pharma defends itself from lawsuits from 2,600 governments and other entities. I mean, they're surrounded. And it looks like this is their only way out. And by the way, bankruptcy is a defense. And it's just, you know, you form a corporation, and the idea is the corporation protects the individuals from litigation. And then if all goes bad, you declare bankruptcy. So that's Purdue. And this craving sugar thing, I remember being in the corporate world and, you know, in these multi-story bank buildings in the cities, and it was all the same. People would walk in really tired in the morning. They could hardly get there, and then they'd have a cup of coffee to rejuvenate themselves, and then they'd want donuts. And so it's coffee and donuts until lunchtime. And that would help them get through the day. And it was like that in every corporate environment I've ever been in. People are tired when they get to work. You know, they're running late because they wanted to get a little bit more sleep. So They can't sleep at night. And they crave sweets. So it seems like you're absolutely right, Dr. Shuley, that there is a link between insomnia, lack of sleep, and craving sweets. And according to this article, insomnia affects the brain's reward center, and it increases cortisol production. Can you tell us what that means?
Well, the reward neurochemical is dopamine. It's the one that says, woohoo! And apparently, as with everything else, anything that increases cortisol is, in the long run, dangerous to your health and your well-being, and actually destroys, you know, it is part of a major reaction to stress. First, more or less, adrenaline, then cortisol, and then everything else that goes with it. Now, if you have a sugar craving, the simplest way to overcome it is Gymnema sylvestra. I strongly recommend that people buy the capsules, open one and dump about a quarter of a capsule on your tongue. That way you will never, for 3 hours, be able to taste anything sweet. And then take one or two or three a day. And after a week or two, it markedly reduces your interest in sweet. You don't crave it. Just that simple.
I can tell you this, that it's really easy to crave sweets. But once you wean yourself off them, it's not so hard to stay off them. And
exactly.
The best thing you can, and the best, in my opinion, the best thing you can do is don't buy them. So when you're walking past the candy aisle, well, don't walk past it. Go around it. Just don't buy it. And if it's not in your house, you're not likely to eat it. And the same is with soda. Our son got a chance to spend some time with his old buddies from school. And one of his buddies lost a lot of weight. The guy was pretty heavy in school. Lost about 150 pounds. And our son said, so how'd you do it? Well, he stopped drinking soda in favor of water. He stopped going to the fast food toxicity distribution center, McDonald's, and its clones. So no fast food. No soda, no sugar, and now he looks great. That's all he did. Everything else, you know, working hard, going to work, doing the things that, you know, you would normally expect a person to do, just not eating soda, McDonald's, hamburgers and french fries, and sugar. That's it. That's all he did. And it worked great. Can you imagine that? That's all you have to do. Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back. Any comments, Dr. Shuley, on that?
Well, it's so simple, but it does take willpower.
And the expression that I hear when I talk to people about their cars and you know, all you have to do is this and everything will be better. And I go, I know I shouldn't drive through the mud. I know it damages my, I know. And I'm sure you hear it about, you know, why don't you stop smoking? I know.
Isn't that what you... your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.